Morning, boys.
Good morning.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this morning and for our chance to be here and just for this group of boys. Please bless this lesson and please bless church service. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. So we will be in Job 25. Then answered Bildad the Shuhite and said, "Dominion and fear are with you. He maketh peace in his high places. Is there any number of his armies upon whom doth not his light arise? How then can man be justified with God? Or how can he be clean that is born of a woman? Behold, even to the moon, and it shineth not, yea, the stars are not pure in his sight. How much less man that is a worm, and the son of man which is a worm?" Chapter 26. But Job answered and said, "How hast thou helped him that is without power? How savest thou the arm that hath no strength? How hast thou counseled him that hath no wisdom? And how hast thou plentifully declared the thing as it is, the same as it is? To whom hast thou uttered words, and whose spirit came from thee? Dead things are formed from under the waters, and the inhabitants thereof. Hell is naked before him, and destruction has no covering. He stretcheth out the north over the empty place, and hangeth the earth upon nothing. He bindeth up the waters in his thick cloud, and the cloud is not rent under them. He holdeth back the face of his throne, and spreadeth his cloud upon it. He hath compassed the waters with bounds, until the day and night come to an end. The pillars of heaven tremble and are astonished at his reproof. He divideth the sea with his power, and by his understanding he smiteth through the crowd. By his spirit he hath garnished the heavens, his hand hath formed the crooked serpent. Lo, these are parts of his ways, but how little a portion is heard of him, but the thunder of his power who can understand?" Okay, in chapter 25, verse 2, where it says, "Dominion and fear are with him, he maketh peace in his high places." Thank Bildad is trying to prove that although God tries and afflicts the just, Bildad is trying to make a point that thinking that God tries and afflicts the just, and that afterwards he'll just do good things to him. And since he hadn't done that to Job, he's trying to prove that Job is wicked. 25:3. "Is there any number of his armies, and upon whom doth not his light arise?" God causes the sun to rise and set on the good and evil, and trains the just and the unjust. No one can hide from God. Everything, he can see everything. Everything is in his view and in his power. And in 26:2, Job's asking his friends here how they've helped him. Because they really haven't been much help to him. They've just sat around and accused him this whole time and told him things that he thought that he had been doing wrong to bring God's wrath upon him. Job 26:4. He asked whose spirit came from him. I think Job there is implying that the Spirit of God is not what he's been having to talk and questioning about these things. Something else is with him. In Job 26:6. From 26:12. "He divideth the sea with his power, and under his understanding he smiteth through the crowd." You boys know what sea he is referring to there, the sea parted, divided. Anybody want to guess?
Red Sea.
Correct. Red Sea. 26:14. "Lo, these are parts of his ways, but how little a portion is heard of him, but the thunder of his power who can understand?" We see lots of things every day, little things that show that we have a creator and that God is there. And that's just little stuff that we can see. If we could see everything he's ever done and comprehend, how just the magnification of all that he can do, all the power that he has, just what little bit we see every day, just imagine how much more if we can see everything there. I believe you boys had verses last week on God's wrath, correct? Okay, if you want to stand up, and we'll do like we've been doing. You're trying to say a verse. Say it really loud, or I'll make it say it well.
Deuteronomy 11:16. Wash yourself with your heart, please. Enter a red blood.
Romans 1:18-19. For the wrath of God revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth and unrighteousness. Because what man is being known of God is manifest in them, for God showed it to them.
Or something that was predicted to happen in the New Testament, and find in the New Testament where those happen. So we need to have two sets of verses next week. All right, dismissed.